We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the people of Missouri. We're for brewmasters, stockbrokers, beauty queens, and truck drivers. Whatever you do, if you're a Missourian, we're for you. We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we've got Missouri covered.
Working on that new intro. Almost done. Almost done. We're about to unveil it very soon.
Listen, you don't want to rush it.
Very soon. Well, I mean, if we have a new intro, we know we're going to have it for a few years, assuming we're still here.
So if we get
That's true. So if we get a new, we want to make sure it's really good as the one we're playing right now. So, I mean, that's going to be difficult to do to top that.
There's a 100% chance I will dislike the new open more than the current one.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope
that's
you.
That's the point, I think.
Hate
right?
it so much. Oh, gosh, I hate that so much. I hate the Barker.
Bring back the
so
Yep
much.
Yep.
Come on, Yep Yep. All right, got it. I mean, come on. Yeah, I don't have it going on anymore? I guess I still don't have it going on. All right, that's great. Are you thawed out today?
It wasn't bad, actually.
Okay.
I would say pregame. Now, I got a clock in my head. We had an hour and a half pregame, hour and a half post. I can handle an hour. Once that 61st minute hits, though, man, I feel it. 61 through 90, I'm like, okay, this feels long. And so the last half hour last night got pretty cold. My feet were, I had two pairs of thick socks on, got my boots on. Cold still found them. Cold still found the feet.
You know how to get that circulation in your feet, right, in the cold?
That's what I've heard.
Yeah.
Talked all about it so with Josh. Yes.
So you didn't do that?
No, I didn't.
Okay. I didn't know, you know, whatever helps you get through a show. Clearly Josh Allen did that.
Yeah.
Because he was great in the game against the Patriots. I mean, the third lowest completion percentage in freezing temperature for Josh Allen. And he goes out there and he's like 22 of 25, 300 yards, 5 touchdowns. Clearly taking the advice of one Bart Scott. But you did not.
I did not.
Well,
I mean, I've used it so much. I've built up an immunity like Iocane powder. Okay. It doesn't work on me anymore.
It's like creatine to you.
It is. It's
no longer having the impact that it used to.
My antibodies, right?
I take caffeine just to simply get a level.
That's,
you know,
that's exactly it.
Does not give me a buzz and get me, you know, reinvigorated or whatever it might be. It just is to get me back to par.
Yeah. But Kevin and I took it very seriously yesterday, like more so than usual. I bundled up and then I had a whole bag of like two more layers that I used and with hand warmers. I brought out my propane space heater.
Good for you, man.
We had a couple cameramen out there and all the others that helped putting up. It's a great setup and location, at about the best you could have at Arrowhead. And so it's fun being out there once you're out there. I would like it to be a little bit warmer, but it was not as bad as I had predicted and how I had portrayed it to be in my bitching and moaning last week.
Well, yeah, there was a lot of that last week.
There was
no doubt about that, but that's typical. That's just usual when you come in. The only part of the setup for you guys was you guys were clearly in the line of fire with the snowball fight.
Yeah.
I mean, they weren't aiming for you, were they? I can't imagine that being the case. It must have been a
snowball
fight.
Absolutely they were.
Oh, okay.
Or anything. Kevin, me, the camera, just to be on TV.
Just to be an AH.
So we're out there for an hour and a half, right?
Uh-huh.
All told, The amount of time we're on and on camera out there out of that hour and a half is maybe 5 minutes. Okay, right? But for the entire hour and a half, people are walking by and yelling at the camera thinking they're on TV.
That's right.
We had a Steelers fan bust through and is right next to me like 10 minutes before we were on. Just like start yelling and screaming, yeah, look at the camera. I'm like, I turn to him and I'm like, you're about 10 minutes away from us being on, idiot. Okay? And then he spilled his beer on himself Carhartt overalls as he was running away. And we had one of our guys, our handler, I'll call him, kind of chase him away. And so there's kind of a barrier there with some bushes, and there's some jersey barriers there, and there's some little bit of fencing. But you can absolutely penetrate the fortress if you're drunk enough and if you want to.
and you could do that with snowballs.
Yes.
I was asleep, or I was laying down in bed. I just got upstairs, laid down, because I'm like, all right, I need to get to sleep. I'm going to be up early the next day. And so I'm laying there, and all of a sudden my phone, I get a text message, and it's from my brother that said, dude, someone's throwing snowballs at Mick and Kevin Holmes on the post game. And I was like, bleep, I missed it. So I go and turn on the TV because I'm like, well, if they're still doing that, I would like to see. And
it's going to be great content. That could carry us for a whole segment tomorrow.
Maybe I can get audio of this off the video because playing video does not help the listeners right now.
Yeah.
But I turned it back on, and it was that commercial, and then my recording of the game, I always extend it, but it had already expired as well. Yeah. So the recording had stopped. I turned the TV off, so I can't rewind it. So I'm like, oh, well, I just
missed
it.
Thankfully, there was nothing to see. I kind of felt like a mist of a snowball that might have hit something. If it would have hit me, I would not have been pleased at all.
Would we have seen you immediately run off the set?
I'd have gone viral again, yeah. No, I would have fucking... Are we done? Okay, I'm taking them off. I'm fine.
Just pummeling the guy?
I don't know. I don't really get upset about anything except during live shots. I get mad if you mess with me. That's my trigger.
Okay. Well, now everybody knows your trigger. Now you've just let... You've let everybody in on your weakness.
Yes.
Everybody's got a weakness, as we've heard from Cobra Kai in this latest season. Mix is live shots.
Yes, live shots.
Being interrupted during a live shot.
That's
his kryptonite. He will respond and react.
I'm in anchor mode, okay? I'm in live shot zone.
I will fight you, sir. We will meet at a Buffalo Wild Wings. If you interrupt this live shot, I am going to do that.
And hopefully the warm days this week melts all the snow
before
Sunday.
Yeah, that's right. I'm glad I've never done that before. And certainly in the media, I've never done that, tried to interrupt somebody's live shot. I'd be like, hey, what's going on? All right, man.
There's some people that cannot handle their alcohol out after Chiefs games.
That's true.
And I question, I'm like, God, the beer's... in the stadium are like $14.
You spend more on beer or the ticket?
I bet it's probably
beer.
And if you're pounding your own Busch Lights for 3 hours before the game, okay, but you've had 3 hours to sober up, but you got to have your buddy like help you walk, and come on.
I had a friend that texted me this morning that they were out at the game, and when the Chiefs were trailing 7-0, he's like, I threw $800 on the Chiefs to win in the live odds. It's like -250. So walked out with like $300+.
Yeah.
So I'm like, did you paid for your tickets? Not bad. I mean, because like you knew the Chiefs were going to win. It's a matter of are they going to cover the spread? And at that point, it's just like, well, money line Chiefs winning this game down 7. The odds aren't great, but I'm going to collect on some cash because the Steelers are not good enough.
Bet 250 to win 100 was the deal.
Yeah. So, got some money on it.
$300.
The people that are live betting, that had to have happened. I mean, because obviously the Chiefs were heavy favorites, but they're down 7-0. It's in the second quarter. You're like, maybe? Like, the odds are not going to be as great as they were before the game, and they still cover the original spread of 12.5. It wasn't just winning. They just punked them at that point. That had a Texans feel to it. Mm-hmm. It wasn't down 24-0. It was only 7, but it had a Texan feel of just the switch being flipped on and being unstoppable.
That's the game I compare it to, because I think the Texans game, they scored 7 straight possessions, and then last night was 6.
Yeah.
Is that correct? And all touchdowns, I think, in both games. And the defense was just dominant. Patrick Mahomes was born to play the Steelers. 14 touchdown passes in 3 games.
One interception.
I think it's George Blanda against the New York Titans is the only other quarterback to throw 14 touchdowns over 3 games against an opponent.
Wow.
George Blanda.
Wow.
Which is probably a better accomplishment for Blanda back in the day. Did you throw him that many touchdown passes?
Because 2 of the 3, he's had 5 touchdowns. And, you know,
six and five. Kelsey took one away. Otherwise,
I mean, ridiculous.
Yes.
Yeah. Somebody was like, because they kept Mahomes out there on the field in the fourth quarter for whatever reason. I was very annoyed by that. And then he took a sack, and luckily he just slid and took the sack instead of even trying to get the screen pass off. It's like, well, that should have been Chad Henne taking that sack. And somebody was like, well, they wanted him to get his 6th touchdown pass. If they wanted to get him 6, they would have had Kelsey throw the touchdown pass, okay? Same thing at the end when the Steelers called the absurd timeout with like 10 seconds left.
Yeah.
Like, oh, they wanted Big Ben to score on the last possession. If they wanted Big Ben's final possession to be a touchdown, they would have taken him out of the game because the previous possession was a touchdown pass. So if they wanted him to go out on a touchdown pass, they could have done that.
I think they did. I mean, they wanted to score there. They wanted something.
That's fine.
Some sort of magic.
I really wanted an interception. Like Snead intercept the ball. It would have ended there with 3 minutes left to go.
Who was it who almost had it there? Was it Snead that dropped one, I think, on that final possession?
Yeah, on the final possession. It landed right in his hands, and he dropped it.
He could have picked 62.
Yeah. They had the one that was the roughing the passer, but knew that was going to be a a penalty as soon as Okafor went low on Big Ben. It was going to be a penalty, and I'm fine with it. I know people think it might be questionable, but here's the reason I'm fine with it. I want Patrick Mahomes getting that call.
Yeah, exactly.
Because the Chiefs now have a quarterback that you want to be protected. It was annoying when the Patriots had Brady and the Chiefs did not have their Brady that you want to be protected. Obviously, you don't want your quarterback to get hurt.
The Chiefs created that rule. Okay? I was at that game in New England, Renard Pollard.
Yeah, it was bone crusher. Of going low, but even like the touching the head and all of that stuff, all of it, you know, I'm okay with it because I want Mahomes to get those same exact calls. And he does, for the most part. He is protected.
And he asks for him now, too. He turns, he'll let him know.
The David Carr roughing the passer was really bad,
that was really bad
in the Bengals game. Oh, yeah. Shocker, the Bengals got a call.
Rushed by his face mask or something like that.
Shocker, the Bengals did not get a call, what I meant to say. I assume the officials would have been like, no. It wasn't a roughing the passer, so it would have been nice if they got together and just said, that's not the call.
I still haven't wrapped my arms around the new New York can just call you at any time and say, hey, no, change that.
Unless there's a whistle during the play.
Exactly.
Because they even said, like, no, we decided on the field that the whistle took place after the play, so we didn't need to talk with New York, and the inadvertent whistle is not a reviewable play. So we discussed it, and we came to the conclusion the whistle took place after the play. No, it didn't.
Close. Yeah. Now, you could say the whistle didn't affect the play.
I agree.
I don't think it did. I probably agree with that. I don't think the defensive backs in a split second are just stopping. Mm-hmm. They're going to play through that.
He was already beat by like four or five yards.
I think it was going to result in a touchdown regardless.
Yeah.
But that's just egg on the face.
Yeah. But having
NFL officiated.
Been rooting for the other team, BS call.
Right,
ridiculous
exactly.
call. You cost them the game right there. Raiders win if the officials don't get involved.
Weighing in my own hopes and wants and needs, okay, that was awful.
More impressive last night, the defensive performance of the offense's six straight possessions.
The Chiefs?
Uh-huh.
I'll go defense every time. I know they had this resurgence towards the end of the season, but, I mean, those games sandwiched in between the Steelers games, they kind of looked like kind of a typical Chiefs defense that's going to give up both yards and points. So I'll give it to the defense every time because I've seen that more out of the offense, way more out of the offense.
Mm-hmm.
And, honestly, if the defense can put out that sort of effort or anywhere close to it, the Chiefs would waltz to another Super Bowl title.
And they're not going to, you know, dominate an offense like that this Sunday against the Bills because the Bills are much better offensively, capable than the Steelers are. But last week, my concern about the defense was, okay, we've seen the last couple of games. If they don't go in and shut down the Steelers, because I had that little respect for the Steelers offense. And
you
Big
called
Ben.
It. I was you. I was the worry wart.
You idiot.
Such a dummy.
You're so
why don't
stupid.
You tell me next time?
I tried to. I said, hey, do not click the link of that fake Konzo Martin.
You gotta take me by the shoulders and just shake me, right?
And I can get you to stop
slap
taking
me
speed.
In the face.
It's like Jesse Spano. You know, I'm addicted to speed. Oh, Zach shook me. I'm good. He just shook the addiction right out of me.
I'm a maniac. I'm so scared.
Stop doing this, Jesse! Oh, thanks.
Okay.
Appreciate it. Oh, that was easy.
Huh. Well,
it was friends forever.
It was 22 minutes into the show. They had to wrap it up.
That's a good point.
30-minute show.
How do we get her
we solve
off this?
Every problem in half an hour.
How do we get her off these drugs in less than 4 minutes? What if Zach shook her?
Yeah.
Are you talking about the lead singer, the Zach Attack? Yeah, that will do it. That will definitely be the cure. I don't even know what we were talking about. Oh, but the
how dumb I was and not thinking this would be a close game.
So a typical Monday conversation. They're not going to be that dominant against the Bills. But my point last week was, if they're not that much of a feel of lopsided, the Chiefs defense versus Steelers offense, I would then have more concerns about the Buffalo game. I'm clearly concerned about it, but I would have concerns over like, okay, good luck stopping that Bills offense, especially after watching what the Bills did against the Patriots on Saturday night. Certainly, I think the Chiefs, they're favored for a reason. They're at home.
2.5, right?
2.5-point favorites over under 54. They're at home, so they've got the advantage there. I think they do have a little bit of the advantage of being as good, if not a better team than Buffalo, and being the team that lost the first go-around and turned it over four times. So I think there might be an advantage to that. But I wanted to see the defense come out and be dominant. and run around with the energy and the effort and tackle.
Tackling. Yeah. That was the biggest
outside
difference.
Outside of Tyrann Mathieu, everybody was tackling really
right.
Well.
Jeez.
And putting pressure on a quarterback that gets rid of the ball so fast. I mean, the first possession, Melvin Ingram just tossed the right tackle back to Big Ben. Just tossed him back there. So those were really good signs heading into Buffalo that at least I feel like when they bring that energy effort that, you know, they can play some pretty damn good defense. They also need, you know, and I don't think it's going to improve in 1 week, but you got to be better at those one-on-ones on the sidelines because that's what killed you against the Bengals and Ja'Marr Chase, and those were a couple of the big plays, a touchdown, and then down the sideline to Washington as well that got you, one on Hughes, one on Charvarius Ward. So they're still susceptible to that, but that's also the way that Spags plays defense with the blitz and, you know, leaving those guys one-on-one on the outside.
Figure out the tight end, too. Knox killed you last time.
He killed the Patriots, too.
Yep.
He was all over the place. And Freiermuth should not have been that successful. But, I mean, it was kind of mop-up duty at that time.
That was at that point.
Yeah. But that 3rd and 4, I would have liked to see Tyrann Mathieu make the tackle.
Not just run right by him?
I'd like to see him make the tackle because that was the first time they ran
a
play in Chiefs territory.
That wasn't even a missed tackle because he didn't even try to.
I was just reaching for the ball.
It's like, so, olé. We're up by 21.
Yeah. That was a Chiefs going, so how much money did you say you were looking for
off-season?
Okay. Go ahead and take $750,000 off of that for that play. It was just, I wanted to see how long the Chiefs would go without having the Steelers run a play in Chiefs territory. And it was 6:37 in the third quarter.
It was
the first play that the Steelers, and it was right after that Freiermuth 3rd and 4.
It felt like an upset, too, that they got that far.
I was like, oh, I really wanted it to be like late mop-up. Chiefs have all subs in there, and the Steelers finally get past, or just not ever get past midfield, and that's Big Ben's final game, is to not score a point. The only points put on the board was by your defense getting a fumble.
What would they call it? Your own territory game?
That's right. Yeah, so I did like that Big Ben had to settle on his last play of his career, which is what he had to do a couple of times during his career, too. So.
Good one. Ciao. There were a lot of those.
I was thinking of one all night. I woke up with that one. I'm like, wait a minute, what about the settling? Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go with the settling. I'm going to go to bed right now, and then I'll think of my Learn Funniest Best tomorrow, and then my Big Ben dig.
Yeah.
Where's it going to be at? All right, 913-912-4810. Victory Monday, Red Monday for the Chiefs, 42-21 over the Steelers. They get ready for the Bills out at Arrowhead Stadium on Sunday at 5:30. We take a timeout. We come back. Learn Funniest Best on the other side of the break. More Zone next.
The Zone with Jason Anderson.
Enjoy the rest of the day off. Thank you,
sir. Oh, I won't, because I'm going home to my family.
What a great dad.
Weekdays from 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
All right, we continue right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Jason Anderson with you. Mick Schaefer, Beards. We had up until 2 o'clock. Let's do a Learn Funniest Best here as we'll talk about what happened over the weekend. We believe Corey will be back tomorrow, so looking forward to having Corey back with us. I know we are. I know I am, certainly. I know he's probably looking forward
that
to
makes
it
one
as
of
well.
Us. No.
Getting back to a little normal. Let's see. By the way, this text, just because we have fun with this constantly, says, I'll help you with your pick, Jason. Which QB has the dog mentality? The Jordan. I know LeBron in your eyes factor in big games. It's Mahomes all day. That's right, yeah. Who is the LeBron of this game? It's obviously Patrick Mahomes.
It is. 7-2 now in the playoffs. 7 of the Chiefs' 16 franchise postseason wins.
That's amazing.
Have come from Mahomes in the last 4 seasons, not even 4 full postseasons.
It's crazy. And the 2 highest scoring games in Chiefs postseason history, both the Chiefs didn't score a point in the first quarter.
Yeah.
Texans and Steelers.
No, good point.
I mean, didn't even get a point and still got to the most ever. It's crazy. And 4 straight games in which, or 4 straight years in which they've won a postseason game.
Mm-hmm.
And it was back-to-back years. They hadn't done that before. 6 straight divisions, 4 straight winning of a postseason game, back-to-back Super Bowls.
He won his first wild card game. Got over that hump.
It's about damn time.
Got that monkey off his back.
I've been sick and tired of people talking about, yeah, he's done all this, but
yeah,
can
but
the man
win a wild
card
game?
Yeah, win a wild card.
Win a real ring.
Do you know how tough it is to win it? Wild is in the name of it.
Yeah.
Those games get pretty crazy. It's a wild
divisional
game card.
Conference. That's boring. Those are boring words. Wild's a fun word. Tough word.
It's not easy. It's not easy to do. So, he does have that dog mentality. And he went, you know what his numbers were on the six drives, touchdown drives? Six touchdown drives for the Chiefs after they had the fumble on the double fumble.
Yep. The
McColl fumble and then the
Darryl
Williams
fumble. They survived the mesh mess, right?
Yeah. They were both credited with a fumble. Only one loss, yes, because the handoff was not received cleanly. That goes
right
on the quarterback.
Goes to McColl.
Or McColl. And then Williams picked it up, then fumbled it. That goes to him. And then Watt was the only one with a fumble recovery. Interesting. Well, I guess Williams got a fumble recovery too. Two fumbles, two fumble recoveries, one touchdown for the wrong team. After that play, six straight touchdown drives for the Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes, 23 of 26, 357 yards, five touchdowns, no interceptions, 27 yards rushing to boot. A perfect 158.3 quarterback rating.
Wow.
Over the next six
so
drives.
Those few incompletions don't take him down from a perfect rating, huh?
I mean, 23 of 26, 357 yards and five touchdowns in six drives. And, of course, Kelce, I'm going to steal this touchdown from you. I mean, when does that create a fissure between the two of them? Like, when do they start really going at it?
I think it's already separated the locker room, Jason. Granted, they probably haven't been back in the locker room since the game. Maybe they have once, but it's separate.
That's true. Tech says, it's actually a super wild card win. No other Chiefs quarterback has ever had one of those.
No.
It's a great point. That's a really good point.
No other Chiefs quarterback has ever beaten the seven seed.
Right?
It's
exactly
amazing,
right.
All the stuff he's doing. Can
exactly
we get rid
right
of the seven seeds now? They're not going to.
Probably.
I'd love to.
Well,
what,
are
it's
you
like,
kidding? You don't want to see the Eagles and the Steelers
I
make
don't
it in again?
Oh. I'm the opposite of college football. We need more teams in that playoff. We need to stay. 12 was just the perfect number in the NFL, and they're messing with it.
Patrick Mahomes is the only quarterback in Chiefs history to defeat a seven seed in the playoffs, and Bruce Weber is the only coach in NCAA history to defeat a 16 seed in the second round. It's just math. That's all that
Crown
is.
Crown them.
That's a fact.
Crown them.
Indisputable
both
facts.
Indisputable
both
facts
of them are. So congratulations to Bruce Weber. Also the win against Texas. What's bigger, huh? That win against Texas Tech for him or that 16 win? The 16 win got him to the Sweet 16.
K-State is the only team, only 8 seed, or no,
are they the
9
or the 9 to be the
only 9 seed to wear home jerseys in the second round, right?
Right?
Wasn't that the big deal?
Yes.
Like, did the managers pack home jerseys for the show? Yes, we did.
Dude. Well, that is the well done, Boy Scouts.
Yes.
You were always prepared. I would not have done that. That seemed like
nope
a wasted trip. But I guess if you're going to be gone that whole time, then you know maybe you would want to do that. But
you're coming right. You're coming back after that
it's
weekend.
A great point.
So.
It's a great point. You're playing two games and coming back. You wouldn't need to take your home. Good for them. All right, learn funniest best. I've got like so many different things. I've got so much more room for activity here. I'm trying to think of how I want to plan these from the learned to the funniest, because some of them are learned, some of them are funniest. You know what? Let's go with this. I learned that, and I need to pull up this picture because I want to get the stat right. I learned that Travis Kelce tied Derek Carr.
God dang it!
The most touchdown passes in the playoffs in the Super Bowl era.
That's okay. I have a backup.
Was that your learn, too?
Yeah.
Oh, you got a backup?
I got a backup.
Okay. All right. I guess I could have gone a different one in the funniest, and it could have been.
It could have been either one. I was going to say that,
yes,
yeah.
Yes, I know. And now there's like 45 others, and blah, 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 blah. But it's Derek Carr and Travis Kelce have the same number of postseason touchdown passes.
It's pretty
so
awesome.
Good for them. What did you learn,
you
Mick
mean the third best quarterback in the NFL playoffs? Is that where he was ranked by his brother?
Yes.
Yes. And Mahomes is fourth?
I think Travis Kelce will now be ranked ahead of David by Derek, but still.
No, he'll be ahead of Mahomes, but
right,
not
right
ahead of.
Yeah, that's right. Kelce will, Kelce will be ranked ahead of Derek Carr, but Carr will still be ranked ahead
yes
of Patrick Mahomes. Is what'd you learn?
The Big 12's drunk and college basketball. It is wasted. It's like a Chiefs fan after a playoff win on Sunday Night Football.
Ish, you're crazy.
They are. It is dumb. It's stupid.
You're crazy.
It looks to be this mega league, mega conference. So many great teams. Who knows? They're all playing each other, right? And Texas Tech, maybe they're just on a heater. But we had K-State beat Texas Tech, and Oklahoma State beat Baylor within like a couple hours of each other. It's drunk. They're probably not the two worst teams in the league, but probably two of the bottom four go beat what was then the top two or two of the top three. It's going to be a wild, wild basketball season, and I'm here for it. I love it.
And then Missouri knocked off a 15 or 14 and 2, and they almost knocked I stopped watching once they had a sizable 4-point lead. It's insurmountable 4-point lead. I thought, well, this game is over. All right, what did you learn, Beards, over the weekend besides Travis Kelce stat and Derek David Carr?
Since becoming a franchise in 1995, the Jags have the same number of postseason wins as the Cowboys.
Oh, my God.
I like, which I, is, I mean, like, two? What is it?
Something around there, yeah.
Wow.
That's, well, Jags, it's at least two, right? They made an AFC championship game. I guess that would, you could just be one.
Well, they made a couple because Mark Brunell championship game and then 2017 championship game. So there's
at
four.
At least two. Well,
at
no.
Least, at least four.
No, at least two. They could have just had that one win before.
I guess you're right. Yeah, that's a good point. Although they weren't, but they could have.
Okay.
In 95, they had to win two games.
Okay, so at least three, we'll say.
Because they won in Denver? And then lost to New England?
I'm going to take your word for that.
The Jacksonville Jaguars, for their franchise history in the playoffs, are 7-7.
It's not bad. Not bad.
If you're at 500 or better, that's good.
They're 7-5 when they don't play in the AFC Championship game, so, you know, it's pretty good. 0-2 in the championship game.
So the Cowboys have 7 wins since 95? Yeah, Romo got some, I guess.
Yeah. They could have had more if it wasn't for the BS Dez Bryant call in Green Bay. Such a bad rule.
But they don't.
That was such a bad rule.
The Chiefs only have like 8, I think, since 95. Right?
Well, they had the one against Houston.
And then the other 7. Yes.
I learned that the Chiefs, since the Jacksonville Jaguars came about,
have one more.
With their win last night, now have one more win than the Jags and Cowboys.
They have one more trophy.
All that matters. All that matters.
Damn right. They got a couple of Lamar Hunts and a Super Bowl trophy as well.
Listen, it's Cowboys fans that are getting made of today on First Take. It's not Chiefs fans.
Good for them. The crying Cowboys fans, the throwing stuff.
And I should have it in. I don't know if it's learned funny. Funniest maybe should be.
Well, you're next in funniest.
Okay. I'm next. Right now,
I mean, you lead off funniest here.
Well, it's not it, but I mean, any Cowboy fan, and it's not all any Cowboy fan complaining about the spot at the end or how long that was the quickest spotted ball in the entire game. Get over yourselves. Shut up. Move on. My funniest was, when the Bengals were playing the Raiders and everybody's doing, nobody sent a text message, right, about a Bengals playoff win or the last time it happened, the USSR was still together. I was having fun with that. Somebody tweeted at me, John Blumenthal. He's a Twitter follow. Good, funny guy. He wrote, Betty White was alive the last time the Bengals won a playoff game. Which was true. I thought that was funny. He went the other way, right?
Factual.
Yes, factual. There's
that is a fact, Jack, that it was. I said this earlier that, the Chiefs are in the position they are that you're like, it's four straight years. They've won a playoff game, and it was so long when they went through that and, taking on the Bills this weekend. And it's like, do you have confidence in them, bouncing back against the Bills? It's going to be a crazy game. It could go either way. They punked the Steelers. And I'm like, there was a different time that we lived in. My brother-in-law is a huge Bengals fan, and my sister-in-law sent us a video on the fourth down play, the stop, and him breaking into tears after they lost because they broke the 31-year drought of winning a playoff game.
That was not a whole long time ago.
Right? Now, the Texans game didn't come down to the end.
Right, it was a
You didn't feel like they really had a chance to do anything, whereas Bengals fans are like, look, man, you got Burrow, you got Chase. Can the defense do enough? Can you go to Tennessee and win? They certainly felt like they can or feel like they can. So get past that one. Maybe you got a chance in the championship game. So the immediate tears. And I'm like, it wasn't that long ago. We were in that spot to where it's like, get over that hump.
Baseball,
man.
And football tears around 14 and 15 in this town.
That's right, yeah. And then January or February of 2020, a lot of tears.
Yep.
A lot of tears with that one. February 2nd that night, and then, of course, February 3rd the next day, somehow on the air. Did not expect that to happen.
You cried
on
the air?
Yes, I did not expect that to happen. Yeah, no, when I was in Miami. there that next day. So I did the first three and a half hours of the show.
You're
and
talking about Super Bowl, right? Okay.
Yep. So that Monday was February 3rd. And then just talking, and then I started talking about my family and my nephew, and then all of a sudden it just hit me, and I'm like, wow, maybe it's because I haven't slept much, you know, and I'm still hungover from last night, and even though I didn't drink.
It's the onions in this cheeseburger I'm eating. Yes.
I'm chocolate cake hungover, you know, because as Andy Reid would say, I finally had that nice piece of chocolate cake, and I want more.
Andy knows. If he brings up food, the media is just going to laugh every time.
Yeah, cheeseburgers and chocolate cake. I like that man, though. He's right up my alley when it comes to the preference in food. What was the funniest for you, Beards?
The Lakers lost to the Nuggets by like 40 and their Nuggets are still injury ridden. They are now eighth in the West. They sit one game behind the Timberwolves, a franchise that has one playoff appearance since 2004.
I like how you're just stats. It's a stat with the learn. It's a stat with the funniest. A stat with the best from the weekend.
Almost like he prepares and then just think of them right before the segment.
Start of the day. I'll work on it through the show. Figure out the good stuff.
Text comes in, by the way. The second text, I do like this. This texter, the first ever text was our first ever show when we introduced the text line. The second text just came in 1 minute ago, and it says, Super Bowl win since 93. Chiefs 1, Cowboys 3. I do like bravo.
Yes.
Well done.
We're just picking the year.
That's exactly right. But what about since 95 or 96? I mean, come on. My funniest from the weekend, I had a couple. I could have gone with the Cowboys fans trying to hit the refs but then hitting their own players, which is great. And then the complaints after the game about the official spotting it. But I was choosing between this and learned or funniest. I went with the Kelce and Derek Carr and learned. My funniest is that the Chiefs ran out of pyrotechnics last night because of the touchdowns, and they put up there just a really low-key own of the Steelers, and they put up on the Jumbotron, Chiefs fans, we are sorry to report, but due to your support and the Chiefs continually finding the end zone, we've run out of touchdown fireworks. Please direct all of your complaints to your nearest Fans First booth.
And then the Royals tweeted out a video of Slugger in a Chiefs jersey digging through the closet in the coffin. There we go. And getting like a little box of fireworks and running across the parking lot.
That's great.
It was great.
That's really cool.
I think that was probably from last time, though, because it was A, sunny and bright out, and B, there was no snow on the ground when they posted that video.
And, did they post it pretty quick?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still good, though.
Still very good.
I like
still
the interactions the teams have.
Still hits.
Like the interaction the team have. Yep, still plays. That that video still lives up to the times.
If the Royals move downtown, then they can't do that.
That's true. Well, the Slugger would have to get in a car, drive, wait in traffic, you know, then get off the bus, off the highway.
I think Twitter will put that up.
How long is that? It's a 25-minute video to be able to get there. All right, so what was we start now with best, I guess, with Beards. Best, Beards?
Steelers fans begging for Mason Rudolph during that game.
Yeah.
Were they really?
Oh, yeah. Not a whole lot of them, but enough of them that I noticed it and laughed.
Wow. I mean, what is the transition for them?
Game. Bring in Rudolph.
Is it Rudolph for a year?
Yeah.
I mean, probably. I have no idea.
They draft somebody.
Or they draft somebody, but probably they'll just roll with Rudolph.
Well, they draft them around, 20?
No, that's the great part if you're a Steelers fan. It's awesome, man. You made the playoffs to where you're not going to be able to do anything. But you cost yourself some spots in the draft. Cool, though. It's cool you made the playoffs and you get to see Big Ben suck one more time. That's great, man. Congratulations on that. Good for you Steelers fans that drove here and spent your money at Arrowhead Stadium and in
our
fine city.
It would have been better had the Colts won, right? So he goes out a winner against the Ravens.
No, it would have been, for him, it would have been better had the tie happened, so then the Steelers would not be able to make the postseason.
Oh, I thought they wouldn't have made it had even the Colts won.
No, it was okay. It had to be
then the tie happened. So it had to be the tie. Should have happened.
Well, no, if the Colts won, yes, but the best part would have been Colts losing and then them winning, and then the tie happening to keep them from actually getting in at the last second and just taking knees there in overtime would have been great.
I can't wait for Roethlisberger to say, oh, by the way, guys, I never said I was retiring and then come back next year.
Oh, yeah.
I hope so.
Pull a Brett Favre.
Would love for him to come back
and
keep
the
Steelers.
More teams in his future.
Keep the Steelers,
I hope
you know,
it's
down.
The Steelers and then the Steelers again. That would be great.
He could come to the Broncos, have a little nice little end to his career. I'm
absolutely.
Fine with that. Play him twice a year.
Absolutely. They can take a step back from Teddy and Drew Lock to Big Ben. I like how Chris Collinsworth was so enamored with the, oh, there's the pump fake. Oh, we got the pump fake and the throw on the final drive.
I didn't know that was his signature thing.
Well, at the end of the game there, they were like, well, we got to get all the Roethlisberger stuff in now because we've been praising Mahomes all game because they've been destroying them. It might be his last game. Now we have to do the Roethlisberger's great.
Don't most
retired.
Quarterbacks pump fake?
I mean, Mahomes
but
had a pump fake earlier in the game.
But have you seen Roethlisberger's pump fakes?
Apparently, they never resonated with me like they did with Chris Collinsworth.
He made it famous.
Did he?
So apparently, he's the pump fake. He does pump fake a lot, just with the one arm thing, not like with the way you're taught is to hold the football and your whole shoulder and everything. Mahomes had a pump fake earlier than the touchdown to Byron Pringle. That was pretty legit. Nice touch on that one.
Mahomes
as well.
Is pump faking 10 yards beyond the line of scrimmage a lot of times when he's running the ball.
Mahomes is pump faking, like show the football, get the guy to jump, and then run by
and
him.
It works.
Yes, it does. My best is a best that has nothing to do with sports over the weekend. Rex Chapman does some awesome tweets and timeline cleanser that he calls it. So it was a really cool video, so you'd have to go and check it out. We can't show you the video on the radio. We don't have that technology yet.
Someday you'll catch us.
I'm
in
looking
TV.
Forward to it. Yeah. Yep. And you guys will be able to be out somewhere for
and
an hour and a half and be on more than 5 minutes. That's right. But a man in Australia who's a farmer was unable to make it to his aunt's funeral because of COVID restrictions. And so he's a farmer. So out in his land, he laid out grain in this huge heart shape. And then they had a video as they released sheep to the grain and the sheep run. And as it slowly just creates a heart shape as the sheep are going and eating the grain because it's laid out in a heart shape. So they go and they hit the bottom of the heart and then they just start spreading out and finding more and more grain. So it was cool. Rex Chapman's Twitter account has it just to see the visual of that slowly being created. I thought that was pretty cool. The guy said he wanted to be able to do something special for her, even though he couldn't go there. So that's pretty good. That's all over the world.
That was
people
his mom?
Are watching that.
His aunt.
His aunt. I don't know. She might have raised him, so it could be his mom. Who knows? You know, I don't know their family structure. Not really sure. What was your best, Mick?
I'm going with moms. Donna Kelce getting to see her two kids play in the NFL playoffs on the same day. I'm guessing it's happened before, right? Don't you think they played on the same day in the playoffs? I mean, that's what this is seventh or eighth time that. Travis has been there and Jason's been a lot. Maybe they haven't. Maybe this is the first time. But I know all the logistics it takes just to see, like, one of my kids play baseball at Heritage and then go up to 3-2, okay? It's a whole week of planning and we almost don't get a divorce by the end of it, right? And so for her to go from Tampa to Kansas City, she flew commercial.
Wow.
Her flight was delayed, which, of course, it is. It's going to be. It's COVID times and snow.
Travis or Jason couldn't hit somebody up for a private jet. Like, hey, Patrick.
Travis's best friend?
Yeah,
yes.
I know you got this deal with this private jet company. Maybe hook my mom up.
So she got there late, like beginning of the fourth quarter. So she missed his touchdown reception, but she caught the touchdown pass, which is pretty cool.
Awesome.
She didn't literally catch the touchdown pass. Sorry, that was Byron Pringle.
What if she did,
she
though?
She watched it. Well, that would be even better.
Be like a made-for-TV.
Be all of our
Can you
best.
Imagine if the Steelers had left her wide open in the end zone?
But, I mean, she was on the inactive list an hour and a half before the game. So
I didn't see her name at all. I did not see her name on the inactive list.
Did she
report
as an eligible receiver?
Yes, she did. She's not Justin Simmons for the Titans when he didn't report. Allegretti reported.
He did.
Since that was your best, can we hear from Travis Kelce and the question from Mama Kelce there post-game? The first one up, I believe the question is obviously involved in this as well. Here's that interaction.
We'll go first to Donna Kelce.
I'm sorry, what?
Yes, it's your mom.
What's up, Mom? I'm glad you made it.
Well, yeah, I know. I actually made it at a disappointing Tampa game. This was an elation. To see you get a touchdown in a playoff game, I mean, oh, my gosh, how good did that feel? How good did that feel after all these years?
Oh, man. To finally throw a touchdown, like I used to tell my mom when I was like 5 years old, I was going to eventually throw a touchdown in the National Football League. I finally got it done. It only took me 9 years. That's a good question, though, Mom.
Yeah, that's awesome. It was so fun, and that's what makes sports so great, because you can be depressed in the morning and elated in the evening. So
there you go. Glad I could put a smile on your face. Love you,
yeah,
Mom.
Yeah, you too. Love you too.
That was awesome.
That's great.
I don't know how did they get her to then be a part of, like, who contacted her? It was like, hey, call in to this Zoom. And
well, I mean, she's up there in a suite, I'm sure, right?
No, she took a picture of just her in the stands, like at the 50-yard line with the back. Maybe she was in the suite.
It looked like when they were doing the Zoom here, it looked like she was in a suite or something.
Oh, okay. I'm sure
inside
they
somewhere.
Know her. And GDR
she wasn't sitting up at the top
her.
With yeah. Jordan Love's family that's still up there trying to find yeah. their way out of the stadium.
That was great.
Where did we go?
I was upset. I would have, if I was on that Zoom call, I would have said at the end, said, hey, keep her on. I want to interview her. That's a great story, just to hear about her day. And
hey, really Mama Kelsey, who's your favorite?
Right, exactly.
Is it who gives you the most joy at the end of the day? So Jason, good try, guy, but maybe win a game.
Disappointing Tampa Bay game is what she said.
Yeah,
she
well.
She was disappointed in Jason.
She was. My question would have been, okay, I know it was a great game you watched and you're sending great things, but Kelsey or Kels, which is it? Kelsey or Kels?
That's a great question, yes.
That's... what we were all burning on like 6 months ago.
By the way, text came in, and the best part was he said, Kelsey, I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, sorry, what? Which,
I'm sorry, what? Donna Kelsey. I'm sorry, what?
What?
Huh? What's it? What? So yeah, great stuff there from...
Kelsey's jacket was on point as well.
Yes. By the way, I like that he said, was it maybe after the game on the field... Or maybe it was in the Zoom when he said, I thought the Eagles game was Saturday. When she said she was going to go to both, I thought, oh, cool. She's going to go to Tampa on Saturday and our game on
We've
Sunday.
We've learned, Kelsey, is it doesn't exactly pay a lot of attention no. To schedules.
I think, the Chiefs,
this week?
I think the Chiefs are just lucky he knew they were playing the Steelers
yes.
that week. Does he know they're playing the Bills? Don't even ask him. Don't ask him after the game about the Bills. He's like, I think we got the Bengals this week.
The Bengals, Bills, who is it?
You know, we played them last time. We got a team we lost to, I know that. Yeah. So I got a little redemption.
I know we have two more games here, then we go to L.A.
Yeah. All right, we'll take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll continue rolling. By the way, Texas, Jackson had dibs on the private jet. Yes. Sorry, Kelsey. You know, get in line, guy.
The Zone with Jason Anderson.
Perfect sports radio right there. That's great. It's awesome. Worst thing ever. Dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Weekdays from 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
I kind of agree with both. You still have eyelids after that game, Mick?
No.
You didn't cut them off?
Coach, cut them off.
Yeah.
I love Mike Tomlin.
So do I.
I would love to have his quotes and be able to report on him, toss to him like multiple times a week.
Yeah, we heard this
a little
before.
Different than the yes. head coach of town.
We heard this before the game.
Don't blink. If you're a blinker, cut your eyelids off.
That's right. That's so cool. What if there is a guy that's like, I'm a blinker?
Who isn't a blinker?
Everybody's a blinker. They went in with their eyelids taped to their eyebrows.
Like the old school Tom and Jerry, like when he's trying to stay awake to catch the mouse.
That's right.
He's got the toothpicks holding them both up.
Try not to blink, but it is burning my eyes. I would really... Mike, can I blink? I'm not even on the field right now. Johnny's Tavern. Dine in. 42% off any large whole specialty pizza.
Nice.
Dine in only. That is all the Casey locations, Lawrence and Topeka.
Offense.
That's right, 42%. Real quick, 5 to 10 seconds. Early feeling on Chiefs Bills. Win,
worried.
Lose, or tie?
Not the tie.
Okay. Eliminate that.
Home game, Mahomes, win.
Okay. Early feeling. Got a lot more time to break that thing
Good.
Down. Keep it locked right here. Soren Petro next.